On September 14th through 2013, the Juneau Police Department held its annual awards banquet. JPD staff members were recognized for events that took place in 2012 and the end of 2011. In order of occurrence, on November 6th, 2011, a male and female ran from officers into the woods behind Cedar Park. The male and female plunged off a waterfall where the male ultimately died. At great personal risk, the officers scaled the rock ledge and provided care for the female for over 1 hour while awaiting for additional help. For this incident, Sergeant Dominic Branson, Officer Matt Dubois, and Officer Nick Garza were awarded the Medal of Valor. On January 18th, 2012, JPD received a call of a residential burglary alarm. Upon arrival, the elderly resident told officers the alarm was a mistake and he did not need any assistance. Officer Ben Beck continued to speak with the male, gained his trust, and ultimately determined that the male was having medical problems. Capital City Fire Rescue personnel were called, and the male received needed medical care. For this incident, Officer Ben Beck was awarded the Outstanding Police Service Medal. On April 7th, year 2012, JPD received a report of a domestic dispute that turned into an armed standoff. During the incident, officers were shot at multiple times. The incident ended with the arrest of the suspect. No one was hurt during the shooting. For this incident, Officer Craig Campbell, Officer Joseph Hanen, Officer Brandon Lawrenson, Officer Lee Phelps, Officer Darren Schultz, and Officer Jeremy Weske were awarded the Medal of Valor. Additionally, Community Services Officer Rebecca Knottmeyer, Dispatcher Megan Candy Brown, Evidence Specialist Kelly McGee, Lieutenant David Campbell, Officer Dan Cheshire, Officer Kevin Furman, Officer Nick Garza, Officer Kim Horn, Officer Sean Phelps, Officer Jim Quinto, Officer Kathy Underwood, Sergeant Dominic Branson, Sergeant Brian Dallas, and Sergeant Chris Gifford were awarded the Outstanding Police Service Medal. On September 2nd, 2012, JPD received a report of a male not breathing. Officer Jarrett Mahoney arrived, opened the male's airway, and began performing CPR. Officer Mahoney was also able to determine that the male was overdosing on controlled substances. After a couple of CPR cycles, the male began breathing on his own. Capital City Fire Rescue personnel arrived and began medical treatment to the male. For this incident, Officer Jarrett Mahoney was awarded the Life-Saving Medal. On October 15, 2012, JPD received a call from a woman who was having difficulty breathing, and she did not know where she was. Community Services Officer Jennifer Adams was working in dispatch, and through communication techniques was able to guide Capital City Fire Rescue personnel to the woman's location. The woman was then able to receive proper medical treatment. For this incident, Community Services Officer Jennifer Adams was awarded the Outstanding Police Service Medal. On October 19, 2012, JPD received a report of a four-month-old baby that was not breathing. Dispatcher Erica Johnson talked the father through infant CPR over the phone. Officer Joe Bankowski and Officer Jeff Brink arrived and took over CPR until Capital City Fire Rescue Medics arrived. For this incident, Dispatcher Erica Johnson, Officer Joe Bankowski, and Officer Jeff Brink were awarded the Life-Saving Medal. On November 13th, year 2012, JPD received a report that the Gastineau apartments were on fire. Officer Ben Beck, Officer Nick Garza, and Officer Cody Held were the first emergency responders to arrive on scene. Officers entered the burning building and began evacuating multiple people from the apartment complex. For their actions, Officer Ben Beck, Officer Nick Garza, and Officer Cody Held were awarded the Life-Saving Medal. On December 13th, 2012, JPD received a report of a distraught man in the water at Aurora Harbor. Officer Ben Beck and Officer Patrick Vaughn responded, but the male refused to cooperate and get out of the water. The male ultimately lost consciousness. Officers were able to grab the male, pull him out of the water, and began CPR. For their actions, Officer Ben Beck, Officer Patrick Vaughn were awarded the Life-Saving Medal. In addition to service medals, JPD recognized the following four employees. The 2012 JPD Civilian Employee of the Year was Sean Sipek. The 2012 JPD Dispatcher of the Year was Lead Dispatcher Celeste Lopez. The 2012 JPD Officer of the Year was Sterling Salisbury. The 2012 JPD Manager of the Year was Sergeant Dominic Branson. The Juneau Police Department would like to thank all its employees for their dedication and sacrifice for striving to make Juneau a safer community.